Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 8. Christ the branch. Let me read the verse first of all. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 8. Listen, O high priest Joshua, and your associates seated before you, who are men symbolic of things to come. I am going to bring my servant the branch. And so on. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 8. This is the vision granted to Zechariah and preached to the Jews at this time, that coming back from exile, God would reinstate the priesthood. He would cleanse and restore it, renew it. But there's an ultimate prophecy within this vision of the coming of the Christ, the Messiah, and the new covenant, and all that means. You get it in this verse. Listen, O high priest. Listen, you associates. Men symbolic of things to come. Yes. It's not simply things to come and then to return from exile. But there is a bigger promise here. I'm going to bring my servant, the branch. Now, what is this prophecy? Well, I believe it, and I'm convinced that it is. The commentators seem all to agree on it. I'm sure it is Christ himself. You get Isaiah 4, verse 2. You get Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. You get Jeremiah 23, verses 5 to 6. You get Jeremiah 33, verse 15. And you get it again in Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12. It's a frequent thing, this prophecy. The branch is a frequent topic within the prophets. When they're prophesying for Judah or Israel at the time, there is nevertheless a looking forward to this coming of the dayspring from on high, Luke 1:78. The rising, springing life, the substance of the prophecy, the symbolic, figurative vision is going to be yielded up into the reality of the coming of the Messiah. Isaiah 53 verse 2. A root out of a dry ground. A sprig. A cutting, if you like. A lowly start, but becoming not simply a branch, but a massive tree. And then what do we have here? What is the sovereign act of God? The coming of the Messiah. I will send my son. I will bring my servant. I'm going to bring my servant the branch. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came, yes, because, read John's Gospel, he was sent into the world. God sent his Son. God so loved the world that he gave, he sent, he bestowed his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him, trusting in his finished work on Calvary, that person is everlastingly saved. It's a sovereign act of God. It's full of I am and full of I will and full of I am going to. I will do this. I will bring my servant. I will bring my Messiah, my servant, my son, God's son, the Messiah to come, and all the redemption that is in Christ. This is prophesied 2,500 years ago or more. Prophesied. And now God, 2,000 years ago, sent his Son into the world. John the Baptist came, the forerunner. And then Christ appeared. Behold, the Lamb of God. And he went to Calvary, and in his blood and righteousness earned everlasting redemption for all the elect. Then this is what God said. Listen, listen. Unbeliever, listen to it. Will you not hear it? Will you not respond to it? O high priest Joshua and your associates seated before you, who are men symbolic of things to come, listen to the word, my friend. I am going to bring my servant the branch, for that servant has come, and he has been broken on the cross, but he has been raised again, and that branch will come again, that Messiah will come again to judge the world. Be ready for that day. Flee to Christ now. Flee from sin and trust in Christ alone.